As you know, we've been talking together for a few weeks now about words that kind of challenge us to move up to another level, challenge us or encourage us, lift us up in some way. We've called it up words. Each one ends in up. And this week, I want us to think about look up. We've talked about stand up and speak up and shut up and all kinds of different ups. This morning, I want us to look up. If you have your copy of Scripture with you, let's look at Psalm 121. Psalm 121 as we look up together. Early American businessman named Timothy Dexter once said, "An ungrateful person is like a hog under a tree eating acorns, but never looking up to see where they came from." Think about that picture for a minute. An ungrateful person is like that hog, and that hog, he just finds these acorns, and he's just eating them away. Didn't even stop to think, to look up and see that they came from the tree. I wonder how many of us live life like that on a pretty regular basis. We just go from day in and day out. We go from event to event. We go from thing to thing that's got our attention, and we're just taking it in without ever stopping to look up and see the source of all good things, to remember how we've been blessed. Abraham Lincoln in 1863, it was actually while the Civil War was ongoing, said, "It has seemed to me fit and proper that the gifts of God should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens." Abraham Lincoln, in other words, said, "I think it makes sense that we should look up, that we should acknowledge the one who's giving us all these gifts and these blessings." And that's what this text is all about in Psalm 121. Look with me there at beginning at verse 1. It says, "I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." Did you notice, though, that there's a subtitle to this psalm? You see Psalm 121 printed there, probably in bold type in your text. Look right under there, and probably in italics or maybe parentheses, you'll see it says, "The Lord, the Keeper of Israel," maybe. But then it'll say, "A song of ascents." I think King James uses the term, "a song of degrees." You'll find, if you look through the book of Psalms, that there are 15 of those that are songs of ascents. Wonder what that is. Well, to ascend is to climb up. And these are the songs of ascents or ascending. These are the songs that the people would sing as they would make their pilgrimage to Jerusalem. In that time, no matter where you lived, if you were a Hebrew, if you were Jew, you would go to Jerusalem 3 times a year. And as they would make their way toward Jerusalem, they would have to go through some hills because Jerusalem is we say it's on a mountain. Really, it's just kind of a hill. But Jerusalem is up high on top of a hill. And so to get to it, you would have to climb the hill, ascend. So these are the songs of ascent, songs that they would sing as they went up to Jerusalem. And he says in that verse 1, "I'll lift up my eyes to the mountains," or to the hills. "From where shall my help come?" He says, as he looks at the hills, as they come up to Jerusalem, the singer sees the hills around, and it makes him think of three things. First, it makes him think that almost to the hills means they're almost home. As they get closer and closer, they see the hills around, and he says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. I look up, and I see the hills out there, and the first thing that comes to mind is, that's where we're headed. We're almost there. Do you do what I do on a long journey where while you're driving on the highway, you start looking for the signs that tells you how far you are from your destination? You know, you're driving along and it says Dallas is 100 miles away. Okay, well, I know I've got 100 miles to go. And then I keep looking for that next sign to tell me that I'm getting closer. I just want to make sure I'm not going the wrong direction, maybe, you know? I want to make sure that number is getting smaller. It says Dallas 100 miles. Well, I go a ways, and then hopefully pretty soon I'll see one that says Dallas is about 50 miles. And then I feel better. I know I'm getting closer. It's not far till I can stop and be where I'm intended to be. And then pretty soon it'll say Dallas 15 miles. And I think, oh, man, we're getting close. And you just start to feel that good feeling. It's almost done. Here are these journeyers, these pilgrims, these folks who are coming from, some of them from far distances, to get to the top of that hill. And you can't get to the top of the hill until you get to the hill. And so as they get closer, they begin to see the hills. And the singer says, I lift up my eyes and I see the hills. And I know I'm almost home. And he says there's reason then to rejoice in that, because I know I'm almost home. And so it's a song of rejoicing. And you know, really, we're pilgrims in our own journey if we're believers. If we've been changed by God, if we've accepted Jesus, then we've been changed by him. And this is no longer our home. We've got a home that's been prepared for us. And we're just on a journey. And every day we get closer to being home. And so every day we can sing that song saying, I'm almost home. I'm headed in the right direction. And someday I'll be there. The second thing that happens as they see those hills, the people start getting closer and closer to Jerusalem. The singer says, I lift up my eyes to the hills, and he thinks of three things. The second thing he thinks of is the other hills. You see, that's our hill. That's the one Jerusalem is on. That's where we're headed. But along the way, he sees other hills. I lift up my eyes to the hills, and I look around and I see them. Now, the reason the other hills are kind of important is because there are other groups, we might call them pagans. There are other people out there who have their idols set up on some of those other hills. They've got temples to their gods set up on some of those other hills. And so the people, as they make their ascent up Jerusalem, they kind of look around. And they see that other people have turned to other gods and other idols. That's why it's important that we understand the last part of verse 1 there. He says, I'll lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? And that is a question. I know the King James Version doesn't demonstrate that it's a question, but it is. The singer is asking a question. I look up and I see all these hills around. And I ask myself, where will my help come from? Will I turn to one of those other hills, to one of those other idols? Will I turn to one of those false gods? And he says, where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the one who made the heavens and the earth. My help comes from the one who made all those other hills to begin with. My help comes from the one who has the power, the ability, and the willingness to create all that is and allow me to be a part of it as he watches over me. My help comes from the maker of the heavens and the earth. So many people still look to man-made things for help. And you know that never lasts. Charles Spurgeon wrote in his commentary on the Psalms, help comes to the saints only from above. They look elsewhere in vain. Let us lift up our eyes with hope, expectance, desire, and confidence. Satan will endeavor to keep our eyes upon our sorrows, that we may be disquieted and discouraged. Be it ours firmly to resolve that we will look out and look up. For there is good cheer for the eyes. And they that lift up their eyes to the eternal hills shall soon have their hearts lifted up also. The natives in India used to say that when Sir Henry Lawrence looked twice to heaven and then to earth, he knew what to do. Look twice to heaven and then to earth, he knew what to do. Friends, we need to remind ourselves to look up. Look up. Turn our eyes to the hills and remind ourselves, where does our help come from? There are three things that they thought of as they got close to the hills. First, when they saw the hills, they thought, we're almost home. And then when they saw the hills, they thought of all those other hills out there that were different from the hill of Jerusalem. And then the third thing that they thought of was the danger that is in hills. You see, when you're out in the plain, there's no place to hide. And so the bad guys, the thieves, those who would jump on you, they don't hang out in the plains because it'd be easily seen. Instead, they get up in the rocks and the crevices and the hills. And so as the people make their journey up those hills, they are reminded that the hills are dangerous. Evil men hide there. The trails can be treacherous. Some of those trails go so close to the edge that it's very easy to fall off, and you've got to be very careful. And so the psalmist says, where's my help come from? I know that I'll be safe. I know I'll be okay because my help comes from the Maker of the heavens and the earth. That kind of parallels our journey, doesn't it? Because we know that we live in a place where it's easy for the enemy to hide. We know that our trail is treacherous at times, and it's easy for us to slip. We do it so often because it's so easy. And one slip can lead to destruction. But we know where our help comes from. How does he help? Well, David answers that in the rest of the psalm. He says, my help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. How does he help? Look, starting at verse 3. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who knows you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither sleep nor slumber. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever. He knows that the one who made the heavens and the earth is there actively watching over him, taking care of him each step along the way. That's the life of the pilgrim, trusting in the one who can get him to his destination. And that leaves us with a choice. The choice is this: where will we look? Where will we look for our help? We can look down at how rough and frightening the road is, or we can look in at our own weakness and feel sorry for ourselves. We can look around us and depend on things and people that will surely let us down. Or we can look up to the one who has faithfully brought us thus far and will surely see us home. David's choice was clear. He said, where does my help come from? From the one who made the heavens and the earth. There's a classic poem by Francis Ridley Havergal that says, look away to Jesus. Look away from all. Then we need not stumble, then we need not fall. From each snare that lures, foe or phantom grim, safety this ensures. Look away to him. See, God has looked down on us with such favor. We should gladly look up to Him with gratitude. God's giving deserves our thanksgiving. See, in this psalm, we're reminded that He is our helper. He is our preserver, our protector, our guide. The Christian pilgrim can depend on Him at all times. Some have not looked up in gratitude for so long. All they can see are the problems in their lives. Some have not looked up in gratitude so long that all they know to do that's left is to complain. They can't see the blessings or how fortunate they are. Remember the guy who said, "I grumbled because I had to get up every morning until one morning I couldn't get up." There's a Jewish proverb that says, if men thanked God for good things, they wouldn't have time to complain about the bad. Archbishop Richard Trent said in the 1800s, "When thou hast thanked thy God for every blessing sent, what time will then remain for murmurs or lament?" See, David's willingness to look up doesn't take away his problems. He still needs help. He still says, "Where does my help come from? I know where it comes from." So he still needs help. Looking up doesn't take away the problems. But looking up in gratitude gives him positive outlook in the midst of his problems. You could put it like this. If you want to be discouraged, look within. If you want to be defeated, look back. If you want to be distracted, look around. If you want to be dismayed, look ahead. But if you want to be delivered, look up. Notice how personal this song is. It's a very personal, intimate song. See, he says, "Where does my help come from?" From the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. And then listen, "He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. He will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forward." You see, it's very personal. He cares about you. It's not just that there's a God that we ought to thank to be good people. It's that your God loves you and cares for you. And that's why we look up to say thank you. Sometimes I need to just get out and clear my mind. You know, the past years or year and a half, whatever it's been, we didn't get to live in our home. We lived in a place that was provided to us out in the country. And some of the time that we spent in that home just happened to be one of the most difficult times in my life, really one of the darkest times that I've had to go through. And yet I will always remember a few nights while we lived in that house when I was struggling the most. I could go outside and I could look up and I could see the stars. You know, in the chaos and the busyness and the bright lights of the city life, you know, here in West, you don't notice the stars. But you get out far enough from all the noise, from all the lights, from the highway traffic and the trains. You go out at night. and just be quiet and look up and let the stars amaze you at how great our God really is. I did that more than once when I was hurting. I would just look up. And when I looked up, I would see the stars, and I'd be reminded of the Ralph Carmichael song, "In the stars, his handiwork I see. On the wind, he speaks with majesty. Though he ruleth over land and sea, what is that to me? Till by faith, I met him face to face. And I felt the wonder of his grace. Then I knew that he was more than just a God who didn't care, that lived away out there. And now he walks beside me day by day, ever watching o'er me lest I stray, helping me to find the narrow way. He's everything to me." Friends, he's here for you. Now, you may leave him, but he'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's why we look up with gratitude, because his goodness is not determined by my faith. His goodness is determined by his faithfulness. His character never changes. He is here. We can look up and say thanks. Father, we do that now. We look up. Forgive us for keeping our eyes on our surroundings all the time and on the stuff that we have and on the things of this world. Forgive us for failing to look up and be reminded of the source of all good things. But we look up now and we say thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for love. Thank you for grace. Thank you that you're willing to be there if we're willing to let you in. Father, I pray that you'd help each one of us individually now to look up. Make sure we're right, we are right with you. Living in gratitude. Move among us during this time as we look up. We're going to sing together our hymn of invitation. And as we sing together, I want to encourage you. Pay attention to what the Lord may be saying to you during this time. Look for whatever He may be showing you. It very well could be that the Lord would say to you, you know, now is your time. Now it's time to trust me. Maybe God is calling you to give your life to Jesus, to say, I believe you died for me, now I will live for you. Would you come? If He calls you to give your life to Christ, while we're singing, just put down the hymnal, walk down the aisle, and come and let's pray about it. Maybe He calls someone else to join our church or to follow through in baptism. Maybe He calls you to missions or ministry. Whatever He calls you to do, come. And let's pray about it. We'll share it with the church. The altar is also open. If you feel led just to come and privately pray, you can come and kneel. Look up to Him in that way. Maybe say a prayer of thanksgiving. You're welcome to pray at the altar as well.